Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yo, I'll throw this out at you. Who is the Big Ten coach of the year? Because this has been an interesting debate around the Big Ten Network. Just as far as it never really goes to the Michigan or Ohio State coach because they've got the best players. And I've been pushing back on that all week, last week too. I was telling people, I really don't care. Don't tell me about it. Tell me about the person that's done the best job coaching. Don't penalize them because they have the best players. But to me, when you look at what Jim Harbaugh has been able to do over the last 2 years and even coming into this year, the coordinator situation that he had to deal with, coaching situation, his own situation, and we really had no idea how this was going to play out during the offseason.
I forgot. Yeah, he was in Minnesota with a sandwich board saying, I will coach in the NFL for food. So, yeah. You know what? I think that I would probably put Harbaugh 1 and maybe Bielema 2 as the coach of the year. But, I mean, this is – I don't see – yeah, because you're right. I always hate when they punish the coach of a good team saying, well, you had all the players. You had all the toys. So, of course, you're the best team. But, no, I mean, the way that they handled it – I mean, Howard, I think I saw the stat that between the the three biggest games in from the Big Ten East between Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State, a combined 9 points scored in the second half. You know what? There's your coach of the year, and there's your defensive coordinator of the year. This also has to go to mentor?
Yeah, it's mentor. Let me just say this: the dynamics of their co-coordinators to me has been really fascinating. When you talk about mentor coming in, and Clint Skill was already there, you know, from last year. But when talking to both coordinators today, I mean, they really praised just how they were able to work together, because that's not an easy situation at all. Coach Moore, you know, not only was the offensive line coach, people are making the debate, and probably it's been a strong debate, that this offensive line is better than it was last year. And their position coach also is now calling plays. Yeah. So they're, you know, what they were able to do and still to get the young people to buy into the way they were doing it. That's why I think this thing, Michigan is set up for success for a long time. And for me, when I look at it and following the recruiting, I know you do as well, Ohio State has a much better roster. Right. They have a better roster top to bottom when you talk about stars and that sort of thing. But this Michigan team, man, they play together. They just get it done as an entire unit. And you really just don't see the glaring flaws of this team. They're really able to work on what they need to do. And to me, it really speaks volumes to the players. And also the coaching staff. I'm telling you, somebody else that doesn't get a lot of credit or hasn't gotten a lot of credit. But Ben Herbert, the strength and conditioning coach there, is phenomenal. He is one of the best in the country at what he does. And there's a couple of guys that are out there that are really good, but he's one of the best out there. And his staff has done an unbelievable job. And I've been following him since his days with Brett Bielema up in Wisconsin. So I've really gotten the opportunity to get to know him really well. And so much so, Brett tried to lure him to Illinois when he got the job, but he wasn't getting ready to leave Michigan and all the resources and things that they're doing right now.
Yeah, and Howard, to wrap this up on Ohio State, I think Ohio State, to me, the best thing I can say is they're the bully who doesn't like to be punched in the mouth. Because when you look at all of their losses, they all look the same. When teams go physical and just aren't afraid of the Buckeyes, and like, oh, okay, you got all of these top recruits, but we don't think you're tough enough, they beat them. And they all, I think, you look at the Oregon game, you look at all the games that they've lost in the last couple of years, every game looks like that game that Michigan put on them, where all of a sudden you're like, oh, they'll come back, and then you realize in the third quarter, they're not coming back. They don't have what it takes to beat this team. And I don't know how Ryan Day reestablished that, because I do think that it's unfortunate. And I do think his window is closing, because I don't think the Buckeye fans are going to have another John Cooper type situation where they're going to give him 10 years to kind of fix this thing. Man, especially, look –